The Shepherd's Crown by Terry Pratchett, read by Tony Robinson. It was born in the darkness of the Circle Sea. At first, just a soft floating thing washed back and forth by tide after tide. It grew a shell, but in its rolling, tumbling world, there were huge creatures which could have cracked it open in an instant. Nevertheless, it survived. Its little life might have gone on until the dangers of the surf and other floating things brought an end, were it not for the pool. It was a warm pool, high on a beach, replenished by occasional storms blown in from the hub, and there the creature lived on things even smaller than itself, and grew until it became king. It would have got even bigger if it were not for the hot summer, when the water evaporated under the glare of the sun. And so the little creature died. But its carapace remained, carrying within itself the seed of something sharp. On the next stormy tide it was washed away onto the littoral, where it lodged, rolling back and forth with the pebbles and other detritus of the storms. The sea rolled down the ages until it dried and withdrew from the land, and the spiky shell of the long-dead creature sank beneath layers of the shells of other small creatures which had not survived. And there it lay, with the sharp core growing slowly inside, until the day when it was found by a shepherd minding his flock on the hills that had become known as the Chalk. He picked up the strange object which had caught his eye. Lumpy, but not lumpy, too regular to be a flint, and yet it had flint in its heart. The surface was grey like stone, but with a hint of gold beneath the grey. There were five ridges spaced evenly, rising from a flattish base to its top. He had seen things like this before, but this one seemed different. It was silly, he knew, but the strange object seemed to fill his world. Then he cursed himself as an idiot, but nevertheless took it to show his mates in the pub. "Look," he said, "it looks like a crown." One of his mates laughed and said, "A crown? What would you want with one of them? You're no king, Daniel Aching." But the shepherd took his find home and placed it carefully on the shelf in his kitchen where he kept the things he liked. And there, eventually, it was forgotten and was lost to history. But not to the Achings, who handed it down generation to generation. It was one of those days that you put away and remember. High on the downs above her parents' farm, Tiffany Aching felt as though she could see to the end of the world. The air was as clear as crystal, and in the brisk wind the ash trees rattled their branches for the new spring growth. Granny Aching had told her there were old tracks up here, made in the days of the ancient people near the old circles of stones, and everyone knew they were better left alone, just in case. After all, even if a circle did hide some old treasure, well, what use was that when it came to sheep? And although many of the stones had fallen down, what if the person buried underneath didn't want to be dug up? Being dead didn't mean you couldn't get angry, oh no. But Tiffany herself had once used one set of stones to pass through an arch to a fairyland, most decidedly not like the one in the goody childie's bookie of fairy tales, and she knew the dangers were real. Today, she'd felt the need to come up to the stones. Like any sensible witch, she wore strong boots that could march through anything, good, sensible boots. But they didn't stop her feeling her land, feeling what it told her. It had begun with an itch that crept into her feet and demanded to be heard, urging her to tramp over the downs, to visit the circle, even while she was sticking her hand up a sheep's bottom to try and sort out a nasty case of colic. Why she had to go to the stones, Tiffany didn't know. And somehow, up there, on top of the chalk, everything was right. Or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?